Fuck you, Max.
Fuck you. That's a ridiculous way to start it. No one even knows that I'm right.
You're not right.
I'm absolutely right.
The amount of dead hooker jokes when we started dating. He's like, what? I don't know this whore.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Husband? Whatever we're lying about right now.
First of all, I'll be in your little fucking club if I want.
You have to get married to be in my club.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You just have to have, like, a baby together and be together for, like...
Don't spoil it. I haven't been a father since our last episode.
Oh, I already bragged on my other podcast. I was like, my co-host has a baby. Fucking low blow. Low blow.
I'm Max Boosman.
And I am Riley Bird. I almost said Harper the Fox.
You forgot, yeah.
Fully, like,
no, you're not my wife.
Fully take her identity right now because I want to usurp her.
And I'm a dad. I'm
you're
a
dad.
Fucking dad. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I used my dick.
Mm-hmm.
I waited patiently. And now I'm a father.
Well, I don't think waiting patiently is part of it. Oh, the 9 months. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. I'm like, you don't soak to make a baby, Max.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah, and I guess my wife doesn't want me to say his name or anything like that, which is too bad because his name is so fun.
It's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
You guys picked a cool name.
It's so fun. And there's multiple fun versions of it, and I'm not allowed to say.
I like Baby Moose because he's going to be a fucking giant.
We can go with Baby Moose. Baby Moose. But Baby Moose is here. Baby Moose is healthy. Harper's alive and well.
She is.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And she's at home with the bebe, where she fucking belongs.
Yeah. Is she going to make us cookies? I was promised cookies.
You were not promised cookies.
Like, it's on the air now.
You weren't promised cookies at all. No, because... We used almost the last of the cookie dough last night.
Your fucking house guests ate the cookies?
No, no. Harper and I ate the cookies.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Harper can do no wrong. She's an angel. She's a saint.
We ate the cookies. I've been making Harper cookies every night. My in-laws have been in town, and I've been making Harper cookies every night after they go to bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It's like a little celebration for getting through the day.
You see... You guys communally share your snacks. I have to hide them like they're fucking drugs at my house. He's like, is that a pack of cookies? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. These are my cookies.
All right. I'm pulling up my notes because I have a question for today to get us started. We're also going to share with you fine people listening. And the response to the new host, people are very happy that Harper's fired, apparently, because they're listening. They're listening a lot, so... Good.
Oh,
I'm glad I fired my wife.
Darkness forever.
So thank you all for listening. That's really cool. And yeah, the baby's here. What else? What else? What else? Oh, yes. So some of you wouldn't know this, but for the last year or so, I've been learning to be a goldsmith, been building jewelry. I have a studio that we're sitting in right now. And Riley's been working as my goldsmith assistant.
Slave, but whatever works.
I like assistant.
That's what they all say.
Assistant works for me. Allegedly, I'll pay her at some point.
I live under the stairs, Max.
No, you don't.
In this economy?
I would never let you live here.
Oh. I'd fix the place up. Look at these wonderful plants. Well, I mean, you can't see the plants, but I would describe them in detail to you if you would like.
She did hang plants for me, which was nice. It brings a certain plantiness to the studio. But anyway, yeah, so we'll be talking about that. We have a project coming up centered around one of our mutually favorite comedians, Tim Dillon.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on the details now, but we'll be sharing that with you guys and more about what's going on in the studio at all times. But still, we'll be talking about horror things because that's what we do.
I try to stay on like non-horror subjects, but I can't.
No, it's the only fun thing to talk about. Okay, so here's my hypothetical question.
Oh, God.
When you were a teenager, Riley,
uh-oh.
Is there anyone that you know for a fact you would have had unprotected sex with, knowing for a fact that they had AIDS?
I'm uncomfortable with how long this list is growing in my head. If... Let's see here. Who was I obsessed with as a teen? Wow, I'm blanking and just remembering that I used to dub Pornhub videos as a teenager with like Eminem freestyle raps, and I'm pretty sure that that is like just a memory hole of my entire teenage years.
You would dub what?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Okay, so basically I would gather like all of my female friends together and we would watch like graphic pornography, like gangbangs, like crazy shit. We would mute them and then we would try to sync up like Eminem freestyles or like old timey folk songs to the like porn.
You and your female friends in mm-hmm. rural Idaho.
Yes.
Would get together.
Mm-hmm.
Where would this happen?
In my bedroom.
Did your parents not check your internet history?
No, I come from a broken home.
Okay. See, okay. This is a generational difference between us.
Oh, I forget you're old sometimes.
I didn't have Pornhub. All my yeah. teenage years, no Pornhub. Not that I knew about.
I mean, in the very, very beginning, like before I had made like a cobbled together friend group of girls I had like, I don't know, social studies with or whatever the fuck. We had like dial-up internet.
Yeah.
So it wasn't easy.
Were you the one who introduced the porn thing?
No, it was a girl with like she had like skunk hair. Do you ever see that where it's like it's blonde underneath but black on top? That was a thing for a minute.
Yeah.
This terrible, terrible decision.
I remember like seeing girls. Is that somehow influenced by like Avril Lavigne or something?
No. No. I like ran into the goth girls. So I was like pretty sheltered, right? Cuz I came from like, you know, the middle of nowhere, Idaho. And then my mom was like late taking me to the bus stop one day and she's like, "Fuck this, you're going to public school." Cuz before I'd went to I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
And they were like, "This is a pain in the ass. You go here now." And then I went to public school and they're like, "Hey, you're weird. You should hang out with the goth chicks." And I'm like, "This is going to be a lifelong fetish that I will have zero control over for the rest of my life."
You do like goth girls.
Oh, they fuck me up bad, man.
Yeah.
And so the goth girls were like, "Yeah, I'm like a tortured artist, but also like a theater kid, but it's like, I don't know, like maybe I'll do theater, maybe I'll join the Peace Corps or something." And I'm like, none of these things make sense, but whatever, goth girls.
Okay. But the skunk haired girl, is she the first person who showed you porn, or is she the one who like made it like an acceptable thing to do like with friends?
An acceptable thing to do with friends. And then that...
How old were you the first time you saw porn?
Let's see here. It was the same year I started playing World of Warcraft. I started playing World of Warcraft and then I got an internet boyfriend from Chicago and I was like, this guy is so fucking hot. He has like a band.
How old was he?
Older than me.
How much older?
Like...
Is he a pedophile?
No, not another pedophile. God damn. No, this guy was like a teenager, but like he was like a couple years older than me. But one of my girlfriends from history class was like, "Oh my God, Riley, you should play World of Warcraft with me. And then like, we'll be girls and these boys will give us things." And I'm like, that seems like kind of dishonest and fucked up. And then I made a whole career out of that.
All right. So then, okay. So where's the porn come in?
Well, I started talking to the World of Warcraft guy and he's like, "You should like masturbate." And I'm like, "What's that? I'm from nowhere."
How old are you?
Like 13, 14 probably.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
You didn't know what masturbating was when you were 13 years old?
No, I liked to like dig holes and climb trees.
I was already masturbating when I was 13 years old.
Well, I'm an
old... You know where I learned how to masturbate?
Where?
Stephen King.
Stephen King. Stephen King. Yeah, he's got a lot of child masturbatory aids in all of his books.
There's a lot of inappropriate child sexual activity.
Yeah, and he's like heralded as like a real cool dude, apparently.
He's kind of turning into a woman. Have you seen him lately?
No.
He looks more and more like a woman all the time. Every time I see him, he just looks like a woman.
You guys heard it here first. Stephen King about to be a trans woman. He's about to be stunning and brave, and then we'll have to read all the fucking books.
But yeah, there's, I can't remember which book it was, but someone in one of his books is like, and I had like this
exact
experience.
The child orgy is in It.
Yes, the child orgy is in It. But
so creepy.
This might be in It as well, but what, there's some like 11, 12-year-old boy, if I remember correctly, who like in the shower like rubs his dick with a bar of soap, right? And then it makes
To be a boy rubbing his dick with a bar of soap.
Yeah, and then it makes him pee. Because, I don't know if you know this, but before you go through puberty as a boy, right?
Yeah.
Before you're able to actually like ejaculate sperm, you can still masturbate. Like your dick will get hard.
Oh my God.
And it will feel good. But when like the moment would come where you would otherwise like come, you piss.
That might be the same for teenage girls. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. But that, so I like followed the directions.
That's so creepy. hidden masturbatory aids in spooky books. I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I got started. But I think I was 12.
That was like a lingering fear that I had when I was a nanny. I was like, I'll nanny like girls, no problem. But like, I refused for a long time to nanny boys because
I
was
like, I loved my babysitters. Oh my God.
Yeah, they were little hellion bastards. And if I could go back in time and not nanny them, I would. They like lit fires and I didn't care for that. Because I was also not allowed to like spank them or reprimand them or like beat them with a wooden spoon because all those things are child abuse. And like, no, you can't do things. You're an Italian.
So happy if one of my babysitters bent me over and grabbed my ass. I'm very excited about that.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I was like, I had no idea at what point little boys became little freak sex perverts. So I was like, yeah, I don't really want to like nanny them.
Pretty young.
Yeah.
Pretty
like
young.
Disturbing.
Pretty young. Yeah. Yeah. So like we didn't have porn. So I would like a lot of my early masturbation things were centered around books and like reading the books. And then I had a few. So I was really young the first time I saw like, what I would have at the time called porn and what other people would have called porn, but it's like a Playboy centerfold.
Oh, I wanted to be one of those as recently as the last conference we went to.
So there was like this spot, a lot of my town was like under construction. It was like a very, it was being like highly developed at the time. It like become like a...
Is this one of those I found porn in the woods stories?
No, I didn't find it. A boy, like an older boy brought it. So there was like, there was like this, they were kind of like building a new neighborhood like off of my neighborhood, but the neighborhoods like weren't going to be connected. So at the connection point, like where they weren't actually going to like bring them together, but they were, I don't know if this makes sense. Like there's
the like divide between the two.
Yeah. So there was just the,
probably a canal somewhere, I imagine.
No, we don't have canals out where I grew up. That's a thing here.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't have canals at all.
Yeah, I walked through a lot of canals, and you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, no, there's tons of canals out here. Now, that's a pretty unique thing to this area.
Mm-hmm. A lot of drownings.
Oh, I bet.
Just wait till summer. They're like, please don't play in the canals. That's how you drown.
But, no, so there was, like, this weird connecting thing where they'd pile a lot of sand, and I guess, like, some of the construction guys, just, like, to be nice to the neighborhood kids, they... turned them into...
Hid masturbatory aids in the sand?
No.
Okay, Jesus.
They turned it into like these sort of like kind of like mounds for like riding like mountain bikes on, like jumps sort of.
Oh, yeah, I imagine like 1980s boys liking stuff like that.
I was born in the 80s, first of all. I wasn't out and about in the 80s.
Okay, okay. Like Stranger Things. You were a Stranger Things.
I haven't watched it. But so, yeah, so there would be this area where like all these like sort of middle school boys would like hang out because we'd like ride over these mountains, right? And like
in packs of like 30, presumably.
There's a lot of us. Yeah.
It's so much easier to make friends as a boy.
Well, back then too, just kids were outside all the time. There was like always fucking like ball hockey games in the street. Like you could just go outside and like join a league, essentially.
I have the worst fucking luck. I go from like rural Idaho to like an undeveloped neighborhood. And I'm like, where's the other kids? And they're like, no children ever.
But so at that spot, one of the kids like got a hold of like one of their dad's Playboys mm-hmm. and like put it on the ground. It was like, we were all like so young, mm-hmm. like I was probably like 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. And so like, it was like dirty and filthy and dangerous, right? So they would like open it and they'd like throw it on the ground. And then it was like, you're gross if you go look at it, but everyone's kind of like stealing peeks at this thing. Right. That was my first experience with like
a naked image. And what age approximately?
Like probably 10, 11.
Oh my God. That brings me back to fucking Catholic school. All the boys got in trouble because they're like, we want to see the girls naked. And we're like, what the fuck does that even mean? And everybody had to sit in seminary and be in trouble.
So that was the first one. And then books beyond that. And then my first time I ever saw, I remember so distinctly the first time I ever saw a pussy. Because it scared the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah?
I was terrified. So, dial-up internet.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out that you could see boobs on the internet, right?
Google boobs.
Google Jenny McCarthy.
Okay.
She was a hot commodity at the time, Jenny McCarthy.
Okay.
And she had just done Playboy. She did like a whole spread where she's like Santa's little helper and she's like sitting in Santa's lap topless and stuff like that.
Oh my.
Oh, it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it holds up.
Okay. Some of them don't.
Some of them don't, but this holds up.
Okay.
It's very like, nice.
Who's the lady that killed the Nirvana singer? Allegedly?
Allegedly. Courtney Love.
Yeah, she doesn't hold up.
No. No.
But I'm very confused.
Jenny McCarthy at this, oh, wonderful. But that was just boobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see the bottom half. I remember this obsession, bottom half.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, so slow. Like a picture like can take like 15 yeah. minutes. And like-
I lived through that.
It sort of like, you know, scrolls down too. So like get to bottom half, it's like- this like ticking clock.
Oh yeah, probably more intense for you because I'm just like, I guess I'm gonna go make, you know, some hot cocoa and.
No, I'm secretly in like the living room of my house.
Yeah,
on the one computer. Like anyone could walk in and like behind you, there's no door.
I guess laptops didn't exist.
No laptops. Nope. There's one family computer. You're on the family connection. That's it, right? So
things just clicked into place. Why my poor college roommate was so upset. He's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but I got a porn addiction. And my boyfriend at the time, his like roommate was saying, oh yeah, it was bad. They caught him on the family computer. I'm like, why would he do that on the family computer? Like it was such a foreign concept.
It's the only option. Yeah, I got caught too. Excuse me.
I always forget to record those, and I'm like, oh, man, I could put this on my...
That was a weak sauce one. No good. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always forget to put those on my OnlyFans. There's definitely burp dudes.
Okay, so it's... I knew there were, like, fully naked pictures of Pamela Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't, like, super into Pamela Anderson, but I need to see bottom half.
And she had bottom half.
And it wasn't, like, a graphic, like, spread or anything like that. It's just her standing, right? But she's got, like... She had a bush and she has like labia that like hang out.
Yeah, not a fan of those.
Yeah, and I just hadn't seen it before. And so like as it scrolled down and got to this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
like I just remember like, okay, here comes bottom half. And like, is anyone coming? No, okay, no one's coming. Okay, hang in there, hang in. Don't X out. Here comes bottom half. You can do it. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my God. Oh no. Is that what it is? Oh no. I closed it right away. And like it terrified. I was like, am I gay? Like, what does this mean?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of bush or winged labia. Like, I would prefer, like, a trimmed shrub and, like, just, like, a hint of labia.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still partial to the less labia
mm-hmm.
myself. But, yeah, that was...
But I've also seen some weird dicks, too. So, like, at least it's, like, a pretty 50-50 shot that you're going to get, like, aesthetic genitals.
Dicks can be really weird. But
I mean, they still perform just fine, but, like, you know. Yeah.
So, that's how I got caught, and that's how I learned about internet history.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also learned about, like, downloaded images and just found out that my stepdad had a bunch of them. So then you don't get caught for those.
Well, that's way handy.
You just get into this. I also found around 12 years old, I found, maybe I was a little older, 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. I found his like old school porn stash.
Like videos?
Yeah, magazines, videos. So I would do a lot of my early masturbating.
The naughty crate.
Yeah, I would do, well, it was like in, it was two places. It was in his closet, up on the shelf, like under.
Like where one would keep a gun?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gun then, right next to the porno mags. That's something I can just like vividly see right now.
Yeah, and then the other, no, we didn't have guns.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then
from the blue north.
That's right. And then in one of in his sock drawer, classic.
Sock drawer
under the socks.
I mean, that's a real twofer drawer then.
Yeah. So then I would spend a lot of time when I was like supposed to be watching my siblings up in my parents' bedroom jerking off into Dixie cups.
Dixie cups and not socks?
No, Dixie cups. I felt like a scientist. I needed to see what it
oh
was.
Oh my God, I like that. Oh man. So, I always make people measure by the milliliter. Is that weird? I'm going to continue to do it.
You make who measure? What are you talking about?
Oh, whenever I get like masturbatory like requests on any of my innumerable naughty sites, they're like, it's a fucking massive load. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need you to measure that in milliliters. So what you're going to need to do before you come is you're going to lay out some saran wrap and then you're going to squeegee that into a vial.
Well, this is a good opportunity to ask. Okay, contact at dirtyfuck.com. You can email us. We're considering, we're throwing it around out there. No commitments, no promises here. Aside from, we're going to do like, there is a Patreon and we're going to keep that up, or we're going to do like a locals thing. So you can let us know which of those you'd like us to be on. But we're considering a video version where Riley is topless while we record this podcast, and you can only see it if you go to her OnlyFans. Let us know if that's something that piques your interest. No promises, but we'd like to know if there's interest out there.
I think I'm just one of those weird people that's way more comfortable naked than clothed.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have a tendency to, like even now I'm, like, kind of, like holding my jacket.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, real, tight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But so if you're listening and that would pique your interest and you'd sign up for that, let us know. We're curious. I assume some people would sign up for that.
I mean, it would definitely make me use that site more.
The OnlyFans site?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, you know, Riley just, like, lounged in a G-string doing the podcast.
Yeah. That's what I want strip clubs to be. But it's been brought to my attention that strip clubs are just huge time wasters for some fucking reason.
I know strip clubs certainly are.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. We got way away from the question. So who would you have sex with unprotected knowing they had AIDS?
Okay. So I can't tell you exactly as a teenager, but I can tell you now because, oh, fuck. All right. Let me get this list curated together. Definitely Jensen Ackles.
Who the fuck is that?
Jensen Ackles is the voice of Robin on Batman. He's like the older version of Robin. Dick Grayson. All right. I don't know enough about comics to give you any further knowledge.
Robin. I thought you were saying like a weird English affectation of Raven. It's like he's Robin.
No. It's like he's. No, he's also in the ongoing, well, I guess it's, I believe it's finished now. Hopefully.
What's his name? I'm going to look him up.
Jensen Ackles. He was also in Supernatural and a bunch of other movies, and he is so hot.
Jensen. Oh, Ackles?
Yeah. I think he's Canadian or something. They always end up fucking being Canadian for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's good looking. He's not like get AIDS good looking.
Well, I don't know about that.
How tall is he?
I don't really care about height because I'm not trying to like play the genetic phenotype game. I'm mostly just trying to like get the good dick. And it turns out that tall dudes really phone it in.
Really?
Yeah.
He's 6 feet.
Oh. Well, he made twins, so he must not be that bad.
6 feet's not that tall.
No. Tall, skinny dudes be really packing some dick, though. So let's see here. Who else?
Oh, he's way older than you, so that's your style.
Yeah, way into that. As a teenager, like on that list, Jason Statham.
My wife loves Jason Statham,
too. Oh, my God. Jason Statham is like action movie Johnny Sins. Like, I don't know why, but it is what it is.
I don't hate on Johnny Sins at all, but I also don't get it.
Oh, my God. I would suck the soul out of his body.
Well, he looks like your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That
okay,
clicks.
So
that tracks.
You know that Leroy's ex-girlfriend used to be like a porn,
yeah,
like a porn star, like an OG porn star.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she ever like hooked up with Johnny Sins, but she kept trying to get Leroy into it. She's like, you are like a tatted up version of Johnny Sins and everyone loves him. He's so sweet and nice. Like, you should do it. And I'm like, he's telling me this story and I'm like, oh, well, now I can't pitch the same thing because now it's like, I'm like, hey, you, me and that ex-girlfriend that used to do porn, we should all get together and maybe we should try and hit up Johnny Sins and maybe we should just have the orgy of a lifetime. Maybe we should do that.
Do you think people with AIDS this day and age, like,
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, Magic Johnson cured it with money, right?
Yeah, I know that joke. Hack. You hack? Eh. A whole episode of South Park.
Yeah, I love that episode.
That's a good episode. But
how positive are you? I'm HIV positive. Just that good old.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Well, aside, I mean, okay, maybe it's not that big a deal, but I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do wonder, like, do you think there's like a dating site for people with AIDS and they're just having like all the sex?
I mean, I think that they just do like medication. I think they just do med. This is more of a question for like a California audience. This is like a real fucking like.
No, but think, all right, like, because if you have it and then you just date other people with it.
Yeah. If I have to date another gay person, like, choke the life out of me. Don't ever let me do that again.
Oh, yeah, that's a large assumption you're making that these people are all gay.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that at least 60% are.
They could like needles. You don't know.
Oh, yeah. If I ever date a gay or a drug addict again, you fucking choke the life out of me.
Have you dated somebody who turned out to be gay?
I dated gay girls, and they were a fucking nightmare.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. I mean, I've hung out with gay dudes, and they're also a fucking nightmare, so.
Well, I've hung out with a lot of gay guys who are a lot of fun.
Well, you should introduce me to them.
I don't know. In Idaho.
Is there perhaps a reason why you wouldn't introduce me to these wonderful homosexuals, Max?
Well, because they would judge you as for being a bumpkin.
Yeah.
From Idaho.
Which is correct. They would be, as the blacks say, spitting facts.
How do we get here? Oh, okay.
Getting AIDS from teen crushes.
Yeah. Jenny McCarthy when I was a teenager. Didn't matter what she had. Oh, my God.
I've
Christina Ricci for me?
Show me Christina Ricci. I have heard.
I think she's kind of turned scary in her.
I have heard. Age. I've heard this scenario for herpes before, but
yeah, but that's weak.
Yeah, who gives a shit about herpes?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my mom gave herpes to like at least three different biker dudes.
Okay, Christina Ricci. Yeah, she's gotten a little scary in her older age.
Did I ever tell you that I had a roommate try and convince my other roommate that I had genital herpes so that they wouldn't fuck me?
Let's find her.
Yeah, show me this Ricci.
Let's see when she's...
Ricci. Ricci
when
mushrooms.
She's younger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's cute.
I loved her.
You like those large expressive eyes?
I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did.
I mean, I still do. But like at the time, like, cause like we're like the same-ish age, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit older than I am. And she was like a child star. So she was like, like, yeah, it was just easy to like have like a huge crush on her. And then she kept, you know,
doing
sexier and sexier things as she got older as an actress too.
I would have said Brennan Urie, but he's become a bit flamboyant for my taste now.
I don't know him either.
He is the lead singer for Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay. I know of them.
Yeah.
But I'm not cool enough to know.
He's a good looking dude, but I think that he would just be like a little much now.
Yeah. Christina Ricci, I saw her in real life once. She is a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
And she had like a, I don't know if it was, I think it was her boyfriend.
Smaller than our friend Siren?
Similar, probably shorter.
What?
Yeah. She's like almost a midget.
Huh.
I mean, maybe it was just an effect that she was next to a, like a 6'7" man.
Oh, yeah, that would be it.
Like, yeah, but they walked by me. Oh, no. Yeah, she's 5'0".
Okay, so just a touch shorter than me. Well,
I don't know. No, you're way over 5 feet tall.
I'm 5'2".
Are you only 5'2"?
Yep.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I were taller. I'm not.
You strike me as a taller person.
Thank you.
You're
thank you so
much. I don't
much.
Think of you as
I have
that
to
short.
Climb. I have to climb on the counters to get to the cupboards. It's a real point
I feel
of
like
contention.
At your height, though, 2 inches is a lot. Just for someone to be 2 inches shorter than you.
Well, for just about every guy I've ever been with, 2 inches is a number that's quite contentious. So I just tend not to bring it up.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. Like, I don't think I've ever cared about a man's height or his exact dick length, but those are two things that they find very, very important.
They say 5'0" and 108 pounds.
108 pounds, my god,
she's tiny.
Yeah,
tiny.
I almost had a stepsister that size. Almost.
Let me see. I'm trying to find if I can find this boyfriend of hers.
Is he just a fucking massive dude?
I don't know. This was so long ago. I don't know.
I've also seen that kind of a fetish where it's like these giant men are like, I'd like to date like the smallest woman, please.
Christina Ricci is older than I am. Actually, turns
like,
out.
Like, do these guys just want to spend their whole life lifting this bitch up to reach things or?
I don't know. Man, you can find everything online.
Mm-hmm.
I sound very old when I say that. Oh, there's another picture of her.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Right?
Ooh, I love those contour dresses.
Yep. It's good stuff. Whatever. Oh, God.
Yeah. See, that one tells me that she has a MySpace page and hates her dad, and it's not
necessarily
the vibe.
That's my childhood, my friend.
Oh, man.
MySpace page. With the boobs pressed up and a corset here and hates her dad.
I have a very contentious relationship with corsets because a lot of like very portly strippers think that a corset negates like a spare tire. And so they've lost their luster a bit for me.
I would have been so excited to come in my pants as she attempted to touch me as a teenager. That would have been very exciting for me.
Oh, it's like kind of like a corset, like romper situation, or are those just like, what are her undergarments?
They look like denim panties.
Denim panties. Interesting choice.
That's what they look like.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, she was married. I don't know, whatever. Doesn't matter. So tell me again. Let's actually get to the point here. How did this skunk girl show you porn? You had seen porn, but how did you guys end up watching porn together?
I want to say it was the first time I had like regular girls over to my house, and it was like her, one of her goth like homegirls who ended up being my friend, which she ghosted me in adulthood, which is an interesting but boring story. And they came over and she's like, oh, check this out. And she like put on like graphic pornography.
What's graphic?
Like, I think it was like a gangbang or something crazy like that. And then she put on, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. And then, like, we did that. And I was like, oh, that's kind of dope, actually. And then we were just, like, trying to one-up each other. Like, we would find, like,
So this is like people putting like Pink Floyd over the Wizard of Oz, except.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like we're all trying to top each other like with a better idea. And like one of the girls did, she found like.
Does it feel
like a bukkake porn or something like that? And then she dubbed it to like an Eminem freestyle rap. I'm like, yo, yo, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And then I found like a Disney like Beauty and the Beast porn and dubbed it to like fucking, I don't know, some like My Chemical Romance or some shit like that.
And how old at this point?
I don't know, like. Freshman year, maybe.
See, I
but I'm
about
younger,
this,
so
people,
like, whatever age is appropriate for that, minus a year.
Okay, because like, you know, okay, so now I have a kid, right? He's gonna grow up in the age of internet porn and whatever else is fucking coming, right?
Yeah, but you have a boy, so like,
it's okay still, though, right? Like, it's still a thing where like people bemoan this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I was that age, like. My friends and I were getting naked together.
Oh.
Like, we weren't fucking each other. Well, a lot of my friends lost their virginity at 13, 14.
Yeah.
So some of them were fucking each other.
I didn't lose mine till like, 15, almost 16.
That was me, too.
Yeah.
Like, that exact age. Like, yeah. Like, 2 months away from 16.
Two lacrosse player, though, so that was pretty cool.
There you go.
I love contact sports.
But, but I don't know if it's, like... You know, obviously, like, the activities they're being exposed to are way more hardcore. Like,
yeah,
gangbangs
like,
and things like that.
Eating ass is, like, first base now, which is super gross to me.
You think physically it is? I feel like they're probably having less sex.
Oh, no, but they're like, yeah, fucking I eat ass. Like, now it's just, like, way edgier. Like, it used to be like, yeah, I'm bisexual. Like, the girl who has, like, never been with a woman at all.
Right.
It's like, I'm bisexual, rawr.
That wasn't really a thing. Bisexual was still kind of a joke when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, gay people I knew, like, thought bisexuals weren't real, and they were kind of angry at people who said bisexual.
Yeah.
It was not, like, an accepted thing.
I identify... Oh, God, I hate that phrase. I hate it so much. It's so fucking charged now. But, like, I feel that I am both a true extrovert and a true bisexual, and... That doesn't make it any easier to live in the reality of fucking just like hating most women I interact with. I'm like, oh, you are one of the dumbest bitches I've talked to tonight. This is going to be a problem.
So when you were with these girls and doing was so, okay, weirdly enough, like, so from my experience, like getting naked with my friends, right? Like, yeah. It was like charged.
Oh, none of us were naked.
No,
fully
no,
clothed.
I understand. Yeah, yeah. Let me draw the parallel here.
Okay.
It was a thing where, like, we knew that, like, it was kind of, like, the direction of sex, right?
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't exactly say it was, like, sexy or sexual. Like, it was fun. It was exciting to see, like, my female friends naked and things like that. But it was more, like, funny and, like blowing off steam. And it wasn't exactly, like, oh, this feels like... sex in any way. Like, I never counted any of that stuff as like part of my sexual experience. It was just like fun. So like when you're with these girls watching this porn, do you think of that as like, this was sexy, this was a sexual experience?
No.
Yeah.
No. But later on, I had like a real creepy stepdad.
Oh God.
Yeah, of course. Which like didn't really faze me at all. Because, like, farm life, I'm like, yeah, there's creepy weirdos, whatever. Like I own weapons. It's fine. So I don't really trouble myself with those kinds of interactions. But I remember, like, I had those girls over, and then I only ever had, like, the skunk-haired girls.
Talking on the microphone.
The, like, skunk-haired girls' friend over. And I had, like, an upstairs bedroom, and I was like, it's fucking hot. And she's like, why don't we just take our tops off? And I'm like, yeah, we could do that. We were like snuggling, watching like a scary movie or something. And I remember like my weird stepdad kept trying to like burst in. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like,
so he knew you were all topless, snuggled up watching a movie in there?
No, I just had the door to my room closed and I had like a female friend and he just kept being like, anybody want some snacks? And I'm like, can you get the fuck out of here, weird dude? My mom is fucking.
Do you think he was.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
think
he was perving or do you think he was like.
Oh, he's
protecting, checking on you.
No, super creep. Ugh. Which is weird because I was like the same age as his daughter. But like, again, that shit doesn't faze me. Because, like, I work at a strip club and guys are like, man, you're the same age as my daughter. And then they'll be like,
yeah, but you're an
so
adult.
You want to get a dance?
It's different now. It's still so
yeah, but I've always,
upsetting.
Like, been of this kind of mindset. Like, I didn't really understand the point of, like, going to, like, dances or to, like, go to the mall. And I'm like, shouldn't we have jobs and, like, a coal mine shift? I don't understand.
It's so weird how much the context matters. Because I remember my first girlfriend, like, my mm-hmm. first, like, actual girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was, like, eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I remember, like, sitting in her bedroom. And, like, just sitting in her bedroom felt like a sexual experience. And then, like, she, like, let me stay or encouraged me to stay while she, like, changed shirts. So her bra stayed on. And that felt like a sexual experience. But, like,
yeah,
hanging out with like, my group of friends and us mm-hmm. all, like, playing strip poker didn't feel like a sexual experience. Like, it's all, like, contextual, right? Like,
yeah, I know.
Because, like, this was the girl I made out with, like, I was making out with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm in her room and she's taking off, like, her top and stuff like that. Like, that felt like a sexual experience. But, yeah.
My first, like, sexual experience was breaking into a country club and, like, trying to convince my friend to not cheat on her boyfriend while also trying to convince her to get the fuck out so that I could, like, suck this dude's dick. And then we both sucked that dude's dick.
Together?
No. That was, like, an important, like, step for her. She's like, so, like, it was just, like, a bunch of teenagers.
At this country club on the same day?
Yeah, like, we knew a guy that, like, did whatever. It's kind of a fun story.
This guy, how old was he?
Older. He was going into, like, the military. This was, like, right around that, like, 15, 16 mark.
All teenage girls have, like, illegal stories to tell.
I love it. This one involves a cute little fox. So
these fucking guys. I always hear about these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I could never understand what they were doing. Like there'd be like these girls who, like, in fucking middle school and early high school talking uh-huh. about, like, double teaming these, like, 20-year-old dudes.
That would have been so sick. Oh, that would have been so sick.
It still strikes me as fucked up, though.
Well, but, like, this wasn't, like, I went to, like, my friend's, like, town, like, several hours away. Like, this wasn't, like, guys, these weren't, like, guys that I had to, like, run into. This was, like, a summer fling.
I understand. It's still just, like, I was terrified of getting in trouble for this kind of thing. Like,
I'm terrified of getting in trouble unless dick is involved, in which case I can be very easily persuaded. I heard dick, like, through my noise-canceling headphones the other day, and I pulled them out, and Leroy was just talking about going to the fucking sporting goods store to get new trainers. I was like, I've been bamboozled, and I'm pissed about it.
I was, like, terrified to date girls who were, like, a year behind me in school.
Yeah, that makes sense. Don't want to be called a rapist.
Right, but meanwhile, I knew about these guys who were, like, banging fucking girls, like, 5, 6
high
years
risk,
younger
high
than
reward,
them.
Max.
Fucking guess.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's,
See, you think I'm a closeted, like, bookish nerd that just rubs myself, but I'm actually a closeted pervert.
No, no. You were a teenage girl. This is what they're pervert. All like. All my, like, my close female friends were all, like, sucking older guys' dicks in the fucking roller rink bathroom.
Oh, my God. With the rollerblades on.
I assume so.
Yeah, that'd be good. Actually, watch me Google
it's
fucking
not good.
Rollerblades.
These are all things that sound like sexy and, like, would be presented as sexy in a movie, but the reality of, like, a sweaty dick in a fucking dusty old roller rink.
Dude, like, first of all, he does Muay Thai. I would suck that sweaty dick off his hips.
Who is he?
Leroy.
Well, audience, chip in if you knew who the fuck she was talking about. This is her boyfriend.
Insert whomever you would like into that story, I suppose.
In context, in the line, we uh-huh. should assume that you meant the fucking guy at the country club.
Oh, yeah. That guy ended up being, like, way, way annoying. So, all right. So, set the scene. A bunch of teenagers break into a country club. And it's, like, an intermix of, like, different social classes. Like, there's some people that, like, could go to the country club and some people that, like, maintain this country club.
Okay.
And
it is Caddyshack.
Yes. And my friend is dating one of the maintenance guys, but she's one of the country club girls. It's like a whole secret thing, I guess.
This is the plot of Caddyshack. Are you just referencing Caddyshack?
Hand to God. It was like her, me, and like maybe one or two other girls, but I wasn't paying attention to that. I was paying specifically attention to the male ratio in proximity to the two of us.
And one of them was trying to get an internship with the judge?
No, one of them was like doing like groundskeeping or something like that. And the other guy, again, was going into like the military. But I was like, how many dicks?
And there was a gopher?
To the two, fuck you. How many dicks to the two of us? I'm doing that real quick math right there. It's the only time I've ever paid attention to fucking ratios, I swear to God. And then like the working class kids are like, all right, we got to go. It's like late and we got like a fucking shift at the sawmill in the morning. And so then it's just my friend, me, and this guy going into the military. And I'm like, hey, shouldn't you be like heading out since your boyfriend left? And there's nothing you can do with this dude. So you should probably fuck off so I can like blow this guy in this country club. And she's like, no, I'm staying. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you do that and fuck up all of our plans? And so when we like hopped this fence or whatever, we had to like throw our shoes over.
Yeah.
And this guy, so he's sitting across from her and I, and he's like doing his best, like, you should both fuck me pitch. And I'm like, I mean, whatever. Like, I'll share if I have to, because like I'm bi. But I haven't told my friend that. That's okay. Like a surprise.
How old are you at this point?
Like 15, 16-ish.
And you thought of yourself as bi?
I already knew.
Had you fucked any girls or played around with
any
girls?
No, I tried to kiss a girl in kindergarten and it like did not go well. So I was like, all right, cool. And then every girl I met from then until like college was crazy as shit and not hot enough to put up with, so I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
But like I could see myself like happily dating and marrying a woman and like licking puss until the end of time.
All right.
But like they're just, I don't know, I haven't found any that are like up to snuff as far as like the shit I like to do.
You keep threatening to try to steal my wife.
Yeah, she's really nice but not gay enough. She's not gay enough, but like my God, her tits are looking fan fucking tastic. I am
pretty amazing.
I'm trying to not creep on her on the internet and it's real hard. Like I see him and I just like break into a fucking cold
sweat.
You get
sweat. To see him in person all the time. She's
I
always
know.
Got her tits
oh,
out
God,
right now.
Oh God, it's so hard to not be a creepy fucking piece of shit about it, but I'm like, oh, her wonderful pillowy breasts are just 30 short feet away from me.
I was a little concerned because she had such nice boobs that like pregnancy would mess them up, but
my God,
so far
fantastic.
So good.
They're so supple and wonderful.
So far,
oh
so good.
Oh my God. I look at your infant child and I'm like, you son of a bitch.
I am being cucked by my son on a daily basis.
Oh yeah, be careful. You got to watch out for that. Yeah. Don't read too much Freud right now. It'll freak you out. It's going to be hard for your kid to have such a hot mom.
I wonder about this. He is in for it.
I mean, you know, I'm a stepmom, so I don't have to worry that
full
much about
on
it.
Weirdos. So he'll have to deal with it. Baby Moose is going to have to learn that his parents are full on weirdos and hopefully he can embrace it.
Yeah. But what if he tries to date a chick that's like a polar opposite of his mother because like his mother's so gorgeous, he's going to have to go the other way with it.
I'm kind
date
of
a
hopeful.
Chick that looks kind of like a dude.
I'm very conflicted about this. Part of me wants him to like have fun and be kind of wild and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then another part of me kind of hopes that his like rebellion is to be like a Christian accountant.
Aww, I love that for him. Do my taxes, baby Moose.
Yeah, that's sort of, I have this hope that he'll just be normal.
He'll be like, you guys are so fucking weird. Yeah. I just want to file I-9s till the day I die.
That's right. You know, it wouldn't be the worst. But aww. I'm conflicted about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. I got a long time to worry about that though. We'll see. Do we have time to fit in briefly how you were groomed by this World of Warcraft guy?
No. He oh my God. The World of Warcraft guy or I'll give you a choose
Let's finish.
I'll give you a choose your own adventure. World of Warcraft guy or a woodland creature interrupting this guy's pitch to fuck us both.
Yeah, I guess I'll try to channel the audience and say like let's go with the double blowjob.
Okay.
Dude.
So So this guy has realized the quick math of, oh, there's two girls still fucking here and just me. And he's like, hey, so like, I mean, I don't want
to. I'm going to the military. I could, you know.
No, none of that.
Serving my country. And, you know,
that would have worked way better on me. I'd be like, I'm a fucking patriot. So you know what I'm going to pick. No, but he's like, listen, I don't want to come between the two of you. I know you guys are friends. And she's just looking at me like, you fucking bitch.
I want to come on the two of you.
And she's looking at me like, you dirty bitch. You should have never came on this vacation. I could have fucked this guy and nobody would have known I was cheating on my boyfriend. I'm like, well, I'm going to let you two decide and I'm going to go take a dip in the pool. But if you hear a shout, I can't swim. So just so you're aware. And so I'm like, enjoying the like steps of this pool, just like chilling.
What are they deciding?
Oh, she's like fucking, I don't know, presumably blowing that dude or whatever. But I was like, I need to give her the opportunity to cheat on her boyfriend right now so that we can both have a good time, because if I witness her crime, it'll never happen.
Okay.
So I go over there and then she comes over and she's like, you should like come back over here. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm just kind of enjoying the pool. And she's like, all right, well, I'm going to, like, head to the car if you guys want to, like, come back. And he came over and, like, was eating my pussy on the steps of the stairs. Like, just, like my torso is in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my shoulders are, like, on the stairs. But he's, like, lifting my ass and pussy.
I know this move.
And I'm like, why are we doing this in a fucking pool? This is so stupid. But I'm like, this is so cool. And I got, like, the stairs, like, shredded my whole back and elbows. So I'm like, I was in a tragic skateboarding accident in the dead of night. And so, like, we get
back. So he had already fooled around with the other girl?
Yeah, he fooled around with the other girl. He fooled around with me. And then he tries to, like, combine the two. And while he's trying to pitch that idea to both of us, because now we're all, like, horned up and we've, like, both done naughty things, even though she's the one in the relationship and I'm not, but she's got to be a fucking weird prude about it. Like, I'm not going to tell your boyfriend. I have no allegiance to this dude. Maybe I'll leverage it to, like, blow your boyfriend later. Who knows? So while he's trying to pitch this menage a trois.
Yeah.
A fox comes from the woods and her and I are looking at each other and we're looking at this fox and we're like, aww. And he's thinking, man, I'm really selling this shit. And this fox, just right as he comes to the knowledge that we're looking past him, this fox grabs the laces of his shoes and tears off into the darkness with both of his shoes. And then we were like, all right, the moment's been ruined. His shoes are gone. And he's like, ah. And then he's like, well, you know, the least I can do is like drive you ladies home. And we're like, oh, cool, or whatever. And then she's like, well, I'm going to like take a nap in the car or whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I can't fully trust that she's asleep, but also I'm going to do what I want to do. And if she wakes up and gets mad about it, I'm going to still do what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
And I blew that guy in his car and he's like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, yeah, she's like asleep. Like she's
in the car.
She's like, it's like a station wagon kind of situation where it's got like the back is like a trunk, but not. So there's like a space that's flat.
Yeah.
Like if we like laid the seats down in your car kind of a situation, but like the older. And so she's like laying like cuddled up in the back in a blanket, presumably where he had hoped to fuck the two of us earlier. Right. And he's in the front seat. I'm like blowing him from the passenger seat and he's sitting in the driver's seat and he's like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, you know how fucking crazy I am. I'm like, oh yeah, we shouldn't be doing this. But like the fact that we actually shouldn't be doing this is like fucking, oh man, that's like an early triggering moment where I'm just like, oh fuck yeah. And I'd never given a blowjob before, but I was putting
this
in
is
a
your first blowjob.
Yeah, I was putting in a real performance.
Huh.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good first blowjob story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he like drove us back.
Spit or swallow first blowjob?
I'm pretty sure swallow. Because I was like, yeah, I'm a seasoned professional.
That's a good start to stop.
Yeah, it must have been good because that guy hit me up like later on in life.
It was a blowjob from a teenager.
Yeah.
To another teenager. You're getting a phone call.
Well, like, I'm of drinking age and she's like, hey, I'm back in town. I'm like, and I'm the first person you thought to call? Yeah. And we never ended up hooking up. So I hooked up with a guy from like my math class in high school and found out he had like a gigantic dick and excellent rhythm. So it worked out great.
There you go. Happy endings all around. That'll do it for this week. We're basically out of time. We didn't even talk about it, but next episode we'll talk more about the Tim Towers that we're building with Tim Dillon in mind.
It also involves a dick and a mouth.
Yes, it does.
It does.
So far, we're still sketching it out. We're still thinking about it. But it probably has a dick and a mouth.
Oh yeah.
Solid gold dick.
If you're not comfortable constructing that phallus, I could probably make one from memory.
Like, can I?
Like, if you
can
need,
I envision
if you need,
and sculpt a dick?
It, yeah, but if it makes you uncomfortable to make something so aggressively phallic, I'd be more than happy to sculpt that out for you.
No, it's, I'm fine. I can play with a digital dick.
You heard it here, folks. Making a sculpted dick, not gay.
I mean, I don't know. I guess not. Not worried about it. At any rate, I'll do gay things to show my fandom of Tim Dillon. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Dillon's gay, so it is kind of
allegedly.
Okay, so Leroy doesn't think he's gay.
I know, but we're out of time. We can't go into that,
guys. I would love to talk to you guys.
I think
unceasingly for 9 hours. One day we'll make that podcast.
No, we won't. That's a promise.